Something in Baptist history this morning. And this morning we look at a very gifted singer and a very gifted soul winner, Peter Billhorn. Peter Billhorn was born in Mendota, Illinois in 1865, July 22nd, 1865. When he was 8 years old, his father died and he had to leave school and basically go to work to support his family. Very early on, it was evident that even as a boy, he had an unusual singing voice. And when he was 15, his family moved to Chicago. And as an unsaved youth, he sang in taverns and sang in the German opera houses and was very, very popular and known all through Chicago. One day, Dr. Pentecost was holding evangelistic meetings in Chicago, and Peter went to one of his meetings, and in that meeting, he was saved. And in the same meeting, the great hymn writer George Stebbins, who has written many of the hymns in our hymn book, I think he was maybe Dr. Pentecost's song leader and traveled with him in his evangelistic team, and this 20-year-old boy is saved. In that meeting, Dr. Stebbins takes a vital interest in him. Of course, he's a musician, and he sees the talent and probably had heard about him since he was known throughout Chicago. And so Dr. Stebbins, or Mr. Stebbins, took him under his wing and really started to develop him and disciple him. As Peter Billhorn grew, he became even more well-known in Christian circles as he sang and used his talent for the Lord. That talent would eventually take him to every state in the Union. It would take him overseas to Great Britain and parts of Europe. And even before 1908, he was actually Billy Sunday's song leader and traveled with him for several years. But it's estimated that he wrote over 2,000 gospel hymns. We only sing one that I know of, but that is "I Will Sing the Wondrous Story." That's written by Peter Billhorn. And he's written just thousands of hymns, many, many having to do with the same subject I'm going to talk about here in just a minute, as you'll see. But he's a great soul winner, and actually he went into evangelism later on his own. He tells a story once of he just had a great concern for souls and could seek people out where we normally wouldn't think of them. One night he couldn't sleep. He was in Wisconsin. He was in revival meetings in Wisconsin, and he went back to his room. He couldn't sleep. He had invented a portable organ. This is late 1800s, so imagine that, you know, it wasn't much technology to do this. But he had invented a portable organ, which ended up weighing about 16 pounds. And he could fold this thing up and carry it like a suitcase. And he used that as he traveled. And actually, he had a company that sold this organ. It became world famous, sold a whole lot of organs around the world. But I say that because that night he grabbed his folding organ and he started walking down the street. It was really cold. It was in the winter. And he saw a basement light on. It was in the middle of the night. Saw a basement light on. So he just went down into that basement. He found a whole group of men down there gambling. And he set up his organ and he just started to sing. And the song he started to sing was "Where Is My Wandering Boy Tonight?" I think he wrote that song. And he stopped. He presented the gospel. Six of those men were saved that night. Just an unusual man, and some of the ways he found to lead folks to the Lord. But about the turn of the century, he was given a clipping, a poem from the newspaper entitled "The Bird with a Broken Wing." And the message of the poem was basically just a secular poem, but it was that a wounded bird is maybe the most tragic of sights. It serves mainly as a warning. Its powers of flight are over. It can't ever achieve again, and it's practically finished. And some of the words were, "For the bird with a broken pinion never soars as high again." And one of his friends said, "You know, this is a poem worth putting to music." And so he sat down a couple weeks later and put some music to those words. And he just put it in his briefcase and didn't think much more of it for a while. A few weeks later, he was preaching at the Iowa State Prison in Fort Madison in Iowa. And at the close of the meeting, the chaplain said, "Mr. Billhorn, would you just sing another song for us? Sing us one more song before we go." And so without thinking, he grabbed that song out of his briefcase that he had written about the bird, and he sat down and sang the song, or he stood and sang the song. He sat at his organ and sang the song, and when he was finished, a strange thing happened. One of the men, one of the prisoners in the back of the room, jumped up and he said, "Chaplain, chaplain, is that true?" He said, "If what he's been seeing is true, there's no hope for any of us." And he just collapsed back in his chair, kind of sobbing. And Mr. Billhorn realized immediately what he had done and what a terrible blunder that was, singing that song with kind of a hopeless ending about this bird with a broken wing. And he was really embarrassed, but there was no time to apologize or explain, and so they left. He went back to Chicago thinking, "It's not true, it's not true. There must, you know, I must add a verse to this song." And so a few days later, he wrote the rest of the, he added to that poem, and he said, and that verse says, "But the soul that comes to Jesus is saved from every sin, and the heart that fully trusts him shall a crown of glory win. Then come to the dear Redeemer, he will cleanse you from every stain. By the grace that he freely gives you, you shall higher soar again." And he wrote the chaplain back. He asked for the privilege to come back and see if he could speak to those men again. And during the service, he made his apology, and he sang the song with the new verses added. That's not the end of the story. 20 years later, he was in Chicago. He was now a pastor of North Shore Baptist Church in Chicago. And he was invited to one of the military bases. This is during World War I, one of the military bases in Chicago. And he went there, and he sang and preached. It was a Sunday morning. A man, a very good-looking man that was a colonel, after the service, stepped up towards him, and he said, "Hello, Billhorn." He said, "You won't remember me, but I remember you." He said, "You sang at Fort Madison Prison 18 years ago and sang about the bird with a broken wing." And Mr. Billhorn said, "Yes, I'm embarrassed every time I think of that. I'm ashamed of that." And he said, the colonel said, "Well, I'm the man who stood in the back and ask if there was any hope. And you came back later and gave your testimony and sang the new stanzas." And he said, "Because of that, I gave my heart to Christ." And he said, "I was able to rise, and now I'm a colonel and preparing to go overseas to France." He said, "By God's grace, one can hire soar again." And, you know, what a great story. And, I think about, we just had our verse. Dr. Swangham just read our verse that the world is full of answers, it seems. They seem to have all the answers, and yet only Jesus can take a battered and broken life like this man and recreate it. And even as our verse said here, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." Mr. Billhorn died in December 1936, served the Lord till the end, a great soul winner and singer of the latter part of the 1800s and early 1900s. I want to thank the Lord this morning for him and his testimony and just a couple stories from his life.